I want you to turn to the book of James, and we're going to start in chapter 5 and part B of the verse. Amen. So if you're there, say amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We praise you, Father. James 5:16, part B. It reads, "The effective, fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much." Amen. In another translation, it says, "The prayer of a righteous person is powerful and effective." Hallelujah. Verse 17 and 18, it says, "Elijah was a man with a nature like ours." In other words, he was ordinary, just like us. "And he prayed earnestly that it would not rain, and it did not rain on the land for 3 years and 6 months. And he prayed again, and the heaven gave rain, and the earth produced its fruit." Amen. Hallelujah. So today I want to talk to you a little bit about prayer. I don't think I'm going to get to everything that involves part B of verse 16, the prayer. The effective prayer of a righteous person avails much, or the effective fervent prayer of a righteous man is powerful and effective. I want to see how it goes today. Amen. But I want to talk to you about prayer, because I mean, you know, Paul speaks about prayer in Thessalonians, and he calls us to pray without ceasing. Like, we need prayer every day. Like, we need to talk to God every day. I mean, if you look at the times that we're living right now, we need to pray. And not only do we need to pray as individuals, and this word is for myself too. I think God is calling us this year like never before to really to humble ourselves and really seek him. Amen. In our times right now, we need prayer for ourselves. We need prayer for our families. We need prayer for our nation. We need prayer for the world. Hallelujah. We need prayer. We need prayer. And if the word tells me that the prayer of a righteous person is powerful and effective, then we need to pray, because if we believe the word of God and we believe the word by faith, whatever we pray, God will bring it to pass in the name of Jesus. Whatever we pray, it's going to have authority, and it's going to be effective, and it's going to accomplish what is being sent to and its purposes. Amen. So what is prayer? Honestly, sometimes the more we think we know about something, the more difficult it is to grow in our understanding. And I think this is how it is with prayer. There's so many ways we can define prayer. There's so many angles we can approach prayer in. But I want to begin with a little story I heard from one of my pastor friends, amen, that I listened to, hallelujah, that I've come to know. But he shared with us the other day that when he was a little boy, he grew up in a farm, amen, and he would watch his father and the men, the other farmers working with him. They would work tirelessly, they would work endlessly, and labor, really hard labor. If you're a farmer, it is hard labor, and they would work and to raise crops only to see them come to the brink of the disaster that a drought can bring. if you know anything about farming or have been around it or have heard about it, you know the terrible feeling of that kind of injustice. You work so hard, amen, to see a harvest, and boom, next thing you know, there's a drought and there's no fruit, amen? And it's just not right. You put everything you have on the line in faith, and then you face the real prospect of losing it all. You're facing it, amen? That's why the word says to walk by faith, not by sight. Hallelujah. And as he was telling the story, he says, one of his most treasured memories was this particular one. In one of the hottest days in his town, there was a great drought that struck the dad's farm. Amen. And he remembers that in those days, in those hot afternoons, that the dad would pick him up and pick up his two little sister, and they would get into the truck and they would drive around the field and the farm. And as they circled the fields, he would lead them into prayer. You know, the father would lead their kids into prayer. And it was a way of a prayer that was characterized by loud singing. So picture a truck, picture a father and three children in the truck singing out loud, but they weren't really singing, they were really praying out loud in a faith-filled way of pleading for rain during a season of drought during at the farm. Amen. So they would begin singing, and he remembers and he recalls the father singing, and he would sing with the father, "We need rain, we need rain, we need rain, have faith it will." So he would just started singing, "God, we need rain, we need rain, we have faith that it will." And when the father saw that it got, I mean, this would happen almost every day, amen. And then the father really got desperate at one point. He would begin interjecting this in the song, and he would start singing, "We need rain, and we need rain, and we need at least about an inch and a half, but Lord, we need rain, we need rain." And he would make it into a song. Amen. Hallelujah. And I think we can learn something from this prayer. Hallelujah. And not only that, sometimes we can learn a little bit more about prayer in other people's stories too. Amen. More than what we learn in church. I remember growing up in a Catholic church and as a little and a kid and young child, and every prayer was the same every day. It was Our Father, or it was Lord have mercy, or whatever. It was just repetitious. Every day was the same thing every day. And it just reminds me of, well, this father just interjected his prayer by being more specific in his prayer and say, "Hey, we need at least, God, we need at least an inch and a half of rain." Amen. But we, you know, we were taught in church, it was a place of religious duty and maybe of devotion to pray. Hallelujah. But on the farm, you know, the little boy at the time and the man speaking about his story, he says, you know, we learn to pray from a place of dirt. We learn to pray from a place of desperation, not of anxiety, but a place where there was confident desperation. Yes, even holy desperation. His dad until today, he remains a humble farmer and a holy man. So this desperation not only was a confident desperation, but it was a holy desperation prayer. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And the reason why it was a holy desperation prayer, because this prayer was anchored on the word of God. This farmer, the father, was anchored on the word of God, and he was anchored by faith. Amen. By faith. Yes. So he began to be desperate. And every day he would pray, and he would have the kids sing the same thing. We need rain, we need rain, and Lord, at least an inch and a half, we need rain. Amen. So it this particular prayer of desperation is teaching us not so much a disciplined duty or a fervent activity as it is a comprehensive way of walking and working with God. Amen. You got to understand that this father, you know, the prayer was the ark of the song to the sound of the thunder. And when it rained, because sooner or later it always did, this young boy would elevate his dad to the rank of Elijah. And these are the thoughts that he had as he became an adult. He says, you know, this is how my dad used to pray. And when he prayed, and he prayed desperately, sooner or later, yes, his prayer was answered. Hallelujah. Because it would always be answered. Hallelujah. So we cannot reduce his, you know, prayer to some sort of technique or a formula or just getting the words or practicing the words that in your mind they seem to be right. No. What prayer is a lifelong process of becoming a peculiar kind of person, a person that is set apart. You know, God sets you apart. You're not the same as the status quo. You're not just a regular person. You're a spiritual being. Hallelujah. Okay? God sets you apart. He consecrates you. And the kind of person who learns to exercise a particular kind of power in prayer. So prayer begins at the place of our personhood. And isn't this what James was getting at when he said to us, the prayer of a righteous person is powerful and effective. Amen. So here we have a dad, he's filled with the Holy Spirit, a believer in God, standing and anchored on the word of God. Amen. And he even has his children praying. We got to pray. We got to call what we want. And they needed rain for the drought that was happening. And he prayed for the rain to come down. And then he got more specific. He says, not just rain, Lord, we need at least an inch and a half of water coming down. We need more than what we're asking for. We just don't want rain. We want at least an inch and a half of rain to come down so that we can see the harvest. We can see the fruit grow in our farms. Amen. Hallelujah. This is a holy prayer of desperation. He was desperate. Hallelujah. But the son learned something. It was his just watching his father and even participating in that prayer that kept him in faith. That as he got older, he truly believed, God, if I pray to you, I know my prayer is going to be effective. I know that you will answer, because you answer my dad, I know you will answer me too. Amen. So this little boy grew up with great faith because he witnessed and he watched how God answered the prayer of his father, because his father was a righteous man. Hallelujah. His father was devoted to God. His father delighted himself in the Lord. Amen. And God answered his prayer. Amen. Now I want you to turn to the book of Matthew, the Gospel of Matthew, and I want you to go to chapter 20. And we're going to go to verse 29. Hallelujah. We're talking about a fervent prayer. Amen. A prayer that is a desperate prayer. Amen. And let's read this story here. Matthew 20:29. Now as they went out of Jericho, a great multitude followed him. And behold, two blind men sitting by the road, when they heard that Jesus was passing by, cried out, saying, "Have mercy on us, O Lord, Son of David." Then the multitude warned them that they should be quiet. But they cried out all the more, saying, "Have mercy on us, O Lord, Son of David." So Jesus stood still and called them and said, "What do you want me to do for you?" And they said to him, "Lord, that our eyes may be opened." So Jesus had compassion and touched their eyes. And immediately their eyes received sight and they followed him. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. You know, these two men recognized that Jesus had the authority and power to heal. And with that authority came the right for them to be healed. Hallelujah. Though, listen to this, though the crowd tried to distract them, the crowd was trying to shut them up. These two men, they would not be distracted. They actually shut the noise out. Amen. They didn't want to listen to the crowd. Nothing at this particular moment, nothing and no one could take their eyes off the Lord Jesus. Because they knew and they heard that Jesus was doing marvelous things.
Amen.
And was performing miracles. Amen. Why else would they cry out, "Lord, Lord, Lord, have mercy on us"? Hallelujah.
That's right.
What they were displaying bold faith by requesting their sight. Because Jesus said, "What do you want me to do for you?" Amen. And all they wanted, "Lord, that our eyes may be open, that we would be able to see." And their bold faith, hallelujah.
Yes.
In bold faith, they requested from Jesus their sight. And Jesus, the word says, honored their request and prayer. And they received their sight and they were healed. The prayer of a righteous person is powerful and effective. If you read the story, which we just read, there were a lot of people, there were a lot of onlookers that day, but only two people could see the Lord Jesus. Only two people, hallelujah, had the faith and the boldness to request from God what they wanted. Amen. And the Lord Jesus, because he saw how desperate they were. He witnessed that they were in such desperation that they didn't allow the crowd to distract them from asking and coming to God so that their request can be granted. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So Amen. Their faith made them well. Because Jesus had compassion for them. Jesus loved them. Hallelujah. They were righteous men because they had faith. And Jesus answered their prayer. Amen. Because they did not allow anything to distract them from their prayer.
Yes.
They prayed boldly and they were desperate. You could see their desperation. Because not only were they just shouting to the Lord, their voices got even louder, the word says, because they wanted to drown out the noise of the other people. That is great faith.
Amen.
Great faith. Hallelujah. Sometimes we can go into our prayer closet, into our prayer room, and there's something that rises within you that you begin to pray. You begin to pray silently, and then you begin to pray by speaking out the word. And next thing you know, you're praying in desperation Because you really want the Lord to answer you, so you become desperate. It doesn't change your position of faith. You're a woman or man of faith. It doesn't change. Nothing changes that. You're just praying in desperation. Hallelujah. You pray in desperation and you're just going and moving forward and you're like, nothing's going to stop me. I'm not looking at the time. I don't care what's happening in an hour. I am focused on God. I'm focused on God. God, if you're telling me that my prayer and I'm a righteous person because righteousness was imputed to me by faith when I receive your son Jesus Christ, if I'm a righteous person, then my prayer is going to be powerful and my prayer is going to be effective. Amen. And that's what we have to see ourselves. You gotta know that you know that when you pray for something, and if you're a righteous person, which you are, because only you are by Jesus Christ, it's only through him that you are righteous. Because when you receive the Lord Jesus Christ, he placed a robe of righteousness over you. Hallelujah. You have to believe that your prayers are powerful and effective. They will come to pass. Whatever you ask, they will come to pass. Amen. And in God's timing, everything according to the Lord's timing. Amen. But you gotta fix your eyes on the Lord. You gotta not be distracted by things or by even thoughts get in the way. Do you know that even when you're praying, even when you're worshiping and praising God, thoughts that are not of God get into your mind. Amen. And you gotta take them out. Take them out. Amen. You got to fix your eyes on your prayer. Fix your eyes on God. Hallelujah. Jesus is the author and the finisher of your faith. You got to fix your eyes on the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. It's just like, it reminds me of the bat, you know, like baseball, the bat and the ball. Hallelujah. I remember going to the batting range. I remember picking out my bat like as a young girl, and even as a young mom, I would go with Mikey, amen, I would go to the batting range when he was practicing baseball, amen, in a softball team or a baseball team, amen. And as we know, a lot of times we're trying to pick the bat, amen. We're looking at the length, we're looking at the colors, we're looking how we're gonna handle, amen, the bat in our hands. We're looking how we're going to swing. But the reality is that your eyes need to be fixed on the ball, not the bat. And so many times we miss it because we miss the mark. We miss the point. The point of prayer is to have our eyes fixed on the Lord, not on the situation. Amen. We gotta fix our eyes, not on the bat, but on the ball. We gotta fix our eyes, not on the issue or the circumstance, but on Jesus. Amen? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Again, the prayer for a righteous person. Remember, this righteousness doesn't come from prayer as a form of religious behavior. This is the righteousness that comes first to last by faith. It is the righteousness of Jesus, Jesus Christ, the Messiah, which he imputed to us as we believe him and imparted to us as we behold him. Amen. And only the Lord Jesus can teach us how to pray. And I'm learning. Every day I'm learning. There's so much to learn about prayer. Amen. And I'm here to tell you that prayer comes by revelation of the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Sometimes the Holy Spirit is trying to teach you how to pray. That's why we need to quiet ourselves down, get into our classes, get into that room, amen, and just begin to pray. And as you pray, the Spirit, hallelujah, the Spirit will tell you whom to pray for, what to pray for, amen. It is. It sometimes it could be a lengthy process. Sometimes it is a challenging process. Amen. But listen, this is the way of holiness. This is what God called us to do. He called us to pray. Because he knew we needed prayer every day. He knew we needed to talk to him every day. He knew what our life would be like. He knows what today is going to bring. He knows what tomorrow is going to bring for you. He knows how next week is going to look for you. He knows how next month is going to look for you. So sometimes the Holy Spirit will reveal something. Why don't you pray for this? Why don't you pray for that? Why don't you pray for this person? Hallelujah. And if we really, when we fix our eyes on the Lord, hallelujah, and allow the Holy Spirit to reveal things to us, hallelujah, he'll even give you details that we have to take and pray on. And it could be a root of an issue, a root of a circumstance, or even a root of the problem that somebody may be going through. Amen. God is the revealer of all truth. Hallelujah. 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 Prayer is so needed more than ever before. More than ever before. Prayer can and holiness leads you to a particular kind of power that is scarcely known in our age today. This is why James called his star witness to come and make his case. That's Elijah. God will do the extraordinary things with ordinary people who are righteous, people who walk by faith, who walk with God, hallelujah, and makes their prayer energized and one that is truly heard from God and by God. Amen. Elisha was just like us. These two blind men, ordinary people, just like us. Amen. The father at the farm, ordinary man, still alive today, just like us. Ordinary, but filled with the Holy Spirit. We are filled with the Holy Spirit. Elisha had God. He believed God. He was devoted to God. Hallelujah. Amen. We have the Holy Spirit. We have God. We have the glory of God living in the inside of you. We have God and righteousness with us right now. Amen?
Amen.
So Elijah, he prayed earnestly. He prayed persistently that it would not rain. And it did not rain on the land for 3.5 years. And again he prayed. And the heavens gave rain. And the earth produced its crops. You see, Elijah knew he had a God who is sovereign, and he expects his people to pray to him. God expects us to pray.
Amen.
And if Paul is telling us we need to pray every day without ceasing, so be it. We got to come in prayer. We got to pray every day, church. We got to lift up our petitions to God. More so now than ever before. There's so many changes going on right now. Hallelujah. Just look at all the changes happening. I read in an article that on December 19th, the Pope Francis, is blessing now same-sex marriages. This is what the world is coming to. Amen? What about the gender? There's so many different types of genders right now. We see them in job applications. Oh, what do you call yourself? Male, female, other? You know, fill in the blank. Like, the world is rapidly changing. And the world wants us to change with it. And we cannot allow that. Amen. Because we are a peculiar people. Amen. We've been set apart. Hallelujah. We cannot conform to the ways of the world. We have to continue to be transformed by the renewing of our mind. And we can only renew our minds with the word of God.
Amen.
But we got to go before the throne room of God, and we got to pray to God, and we got to talk to God. And sometimes we may even need to raise our voice, and we may need to sing. We need rain, Lord. We need rain. Have faith it will. We need rain, Lord, and we need at least an inch and a half. Sometimes you got to get bold. You got to be assertive with your prayers. You gotta get desperate. You gotta cry out to God. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
And sometimes you gotta be more than specific. You gotta go into details. God knows exactly what you need, when you need it, and how you need it. God wants to hear you ask him, what do you want me to do for you? Amen. What is it that you need? What are you in need of? Amen. Again, I want to say that prayer is a lifelong process of becoming a peculiar kind of person who learns to exercise a particular kind of power for others' gain, our good, and God's glory. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Prayer. Prayer, the prayer of a righteous person availeth much. Amen.
Amen.
When I think about this too, about because we're church, let's be honest, we're so distracted.
Yes.
Things surely do distract us. Social media, Instagram, Facebook. Family members too, amen. Family members can distract us at times, amen. Hallelujah. Things that you need to get done around the house, things that are for work, whatever the case may be, there are distractions everywhere, everywhere. I've never seen so much distraction as today, amen. Because 40 years ago, we didn't have social media. You know, 40 years ago, we didn't have Instagram. 40 years ago, we didn't have Facebook. So we have more time in our hands than we do today. Today, we're truly distracted by devices, if we allow them to be. Amen?
Amen.
I try not to be on Facebook many times. I just, it's just too much junk on Facebook. There's a lot of good things, but all of a sudden all these advertisements are popping in, and it's gotten ridiculous. Amen. And not to mention stories that you hear, people on TikTok. Amen. Our children, grandchildren on TikTok watching, scrolling, and we don't realize, because we're not really watching them 24/7, what they're looking at, what they're listening to. It's a tactic. It's a device. It's deception from the enemy to distract you. Hallelujah. You don't know what they're listening to. You don't know what they're looking at. Hallelujah. But this is the times that we're living in. Amen. And we need to pray. We need to pray for our children. We need to pray for our grandchildren. We need to pray for our great-grandchildren. Hallelujah. Because there's confusion coming into to the schools, to the universities. Amen. You know, sometimes they have one bathroom for male and female now. What is this? What is this world coming to? Amen. We got to pray for their identity. Hallelujah. We got to speak to our grandkids. I know I got to speak to my granddaughter. Amen. Because I see her sometimes on the iPad. Thank God that she's on a time limit. Thank God that she plays more than what she is on the tablet. Amen. But I still, as a grandmother, I need to speak to her about what's happening in school. And sometimes in her stories, then I can interject and bring in the word of God and bring in the truth about the word and bring in that God created male and female, no other gender. Amen?
Amen.
That's the word of God. God created a man and a woman to marry, not two men to marry or not two women to marry. Amen? Hallelujah. So we need prayer. Prayer is essential for our lives. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We need to pray to our God every day. Every day. You need to anoint when you have your grandchildren over. You need to anoint them. Amen. And pray over them. You need, they're not physically with you, you need to go to their home and you need to anoint their pillow. Hallelujah. Or their shoes. I've done that with my children when they were younger. Amen. So we need to do what we need to do. Amen. As the Lord leads, obey and do. If God tells you, leads you, listen, I want you to anoint this person, do it. Just do it. Amen. But prayer, so necessary. So necessary. Distractions, too many. Way too many. Amen. Look at the story of Martha and Mary. We don't need to go there. Hallelujah. But remember, they were Lazarus' sisters. Hallelujah. And the story goes that Martha and Mary were with Jesus. Hallelujah. They came to their house. And Martha got distracted. Hallelujah. Not by her meals that she needed to make. Not by the point of hosting the Lord Jesus. She got distracted at Mary. Mary was sitting at the feet of Jesus. And Martha's like, hey, Lord, don't you see? I need help. And here, my sister's doing nothing. And I'm paraphrasing. Amen. And the Lord Jesus says, Martha, Martha, Martha. You know, Martha, Mary's doing the right thing. Hallelujah. She's sitting with me. She's learning from me. Hallelujah. You're distracted with the things you have to do. And Mary has become your distraction. Come sit at my feet. You know, in other words. Amen. But even then, you can see the distraction. No, we cannot allow people or anything else to distract us. When it's time, make time for prayer. When it's time to pray, just set that time aside and just pray. God is looking for quality, not quantity. He doesn't care about, you don't need to pray for an hour. You don't need to pray for half an hour unless the Spirit leads you to. But God wants a prayer that is qualified, that has quality, that is filled with faith. Hallelujah. A prayer that's coming from a righteous person, a person that's devoted to God, a person that walks by faith with God. Hallelujah. And when you know that you are walking in God's righteousness and God's holiness, you can pray and it shall be effective and powerful, that prayer. It shall accomplish what you're asking, what you're petitioning, what you're requesting. It will come to pass in Jesus' name. It shall be in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. And a righteous person knows that they belong to God. A righteous person lifts up their heart to the Lord. A righteous person fixes their eyes on God. A righteous person offers daily their body as a living sacrifice to God. You have to know that you belong to the Lord Jesus Christ, that you are His. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
And when you know, you got to know that you know, and you know you're walking in the Lord's righteousness. And you're in need of a petition to be answered. If you're in need of a breakthrough, amen, pray. Talk to God. Amen. He will answer. He will answer your petition. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because God is faithful to His word. The prayer does not return void to God. They're not empty. They're not empty prayers. While we're praying, they're not empty. God returns them with an answer. God gives you an answer. God answers you. What is impossible for man is possible for God. God will answer your prayer. But you gotta continue to pray. Don't stop praying until you see your prayer answered. Don't give up on your prayer until you see your prayer answered. Amen?
Amen.
You got to keep on and keeping on. Do not give up. Don't give up on that prayer. Don't give up on that breakthrough. Don't give up, hallelujah, on God. Continue, continue. Get desperate, but continue. Get desperate, but continue, because the Lord will answer you, because God is faithful. God is true to his word. He is faithful to his children. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. And I just